listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Home Rate Mortgage Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie, producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. Well, around 10 o'clock Eastern last night, if you were already in bed, then you missed news that Auburn offensive coordinator Rhett Lashley has now the new offensive coordinator at UConn, and Gus Malzahn has a search underway. And joining us is Brandon Marcello, who does a great job of covering Auburn for the Auburn's 247sports.com website. Brandon, welcome back. We had you on before the Auburn-Georgia game. If memory serves, Auburn was like 7-2, number 8 in the college football playoff rankings. The offense was rolling. We talked about Rhett Lashley being a candidate for some potential head coaching openings. Given what transpired last night, how did it get to that point?
Well, injuries certainly didn't help. I mean, when they went to the Georgia game, Sean White was completely almost useless in certain aspects with his arm, and then he re-injured it in that game. I think he finished 4-20 passing for 27 yards, and he did throw a touchdown, but it was a pick six, and three would be the difference. But quarterback play just really hurt them down the stretch. I don't think it was play calling, so to speak. It's just they didn't have a capable backup quarterback they could really, really rely on. And I think more than anything, quarterback development at Auburn has been an issue of the last 2 to 3 years. Rhett Lashley was in charge of that, and we've been reporting at Auburn Undercover for several weeks now that there was a potential for some staff changes on offense. And sure enough, I know Rhett Lashley's been looking for a job the last month or so, or more actually. And so it was a little surprising that he chose to be the OC at UConn. But in the end, it makes a lot of sense because power was going to be taken away from him going into next year. And I don't think he would have been holding maybe the same role as he did this last year when, for the first time in his 5 years as a OC under Malzahn, he was finally calling the plays, and that was likely to be ripped away from him once again.
All right, one of the early names that you hear is Chip Lindsey, who was an offensive analyst on Auburn's 2013 national champion runner-up team out at Arizona State. Is he kind of viewed as the leader in the clubhouse right now, or do you think Gus goes out and hires someone that doesn't have any ties to him whatsoever?
I think Gus is trying to make a big splash, trying to get a big name. Chip Lindsey, to me, safe hire, so to speak, though it might be tough to actually hire him. He's got connections to the state of Alabama. He was a high school coach in Alabama. As you mentioned, he was on Auburn staff back in 2013. He knows the area. And he's a quarterback's coach. And he calls plays. His offense is at Southern Miss from the top 15 in back-to-back years. I think that hire would just make a lot of sense. But Gus Malzahn kind of tries to go after, when he gets these coordinator jobs open, then the only coordinator job he's had open is defensive coordinator a couple of times in his tenure. He tries to go out and get the big name. He tries to get a guy like a Will Muschamp, who was just the head coach at Florida. Then he goes and gets Kevin Steele away from LSU. I think it's entirely possible he goes to try to get a big name. Maybe a Mark Helfrich, who just got fired at Oregon as the head coach. That's entirely possible. But among the names you hear that make sense and have connections to Gus Malzahn, none of them are huge names as like Chip Lindsey, but I think they probably, in the end, make the most sense, even if it's not a splashy hire that would make fans go wild, heading into the 2017 season.
Is there anything – will this have any ramifications on Jarrett Stidham? I mean, do you think he's going to be a guy that's going to be happy with whoever comes in?
I think it depends. I don't think he – I think he was surprised that Brett left. I've been told that he was a little disturbed by it because he chose Auburn because of Rhett Lashley and the relationship he developed there. I don't think he'll end up leaving. I mean, obviously, we're not contract, signed a letter of intent, which is pretty much a contract. But, I don't think he'll end up leaving or anything like that. I think he wants to play in this offense. And also I've been told that he certainly has an idea of a few names that Gus Malzahn's going after. Malzahn, of course, is keeping everything else close to the vest. And as I said, I think he's going to try and go make a big-name hire. But having said that, I think some of these other names like Chip Lindsey, Jake Spavital, Brennan Streeter, Jeff Scott at Clemson, those are names that probably make more sense as far as what type of offense Gus Malzahn runs and what he wants to do.
You're listening to Brandon Marcello, who covers Auburn for 24/7 Sports. You're listening to Brandon here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Odds that any member of the Bryles family will be interviewed for this job?
0.0.
Good to hear.
As they said in Animal House. You know, listen, Gus Malzahn's very close friends with Art Bryles, and there was discussion as far back as November as a potential for trying to bring Art Bryles on board in some capacity, maybe even as a consultant or something along those lines. But I was told today by a very well-placed source, quote, no way, that it would happen. And in fact, that person went on to add that Kendall Bryles is not going to happen because he doesn't have the experience, which leads more down a different path of, well, it looks like Gus Malzahn is looking for someone who is very, very experienced as a offensive coordinator. Who could that be? You know, listen, if you're a very experienced offensive coordinator, you're usually a head coach this day and age. So I'm wondering where he goes with that. And as I mentioned, I think that leads more credence to the idea that he's going to try and make a big splashy hire, as he's done with the defensive coordinators he's hired in the past, and now as he tries to hire an offensive coordinator for the first time. My big question is, you know, other reports have said that, you know, Gus Malzahn is going to allow this person to run the offense, and he's going to stay out of the way. I really wonder how much truth there is to that, because, listen, Gus Malzahn is a head coach, and he is where he is today because of his offense and what he created and what he runs, which is different from what other people run. The terminology is different. The way the receivers learn their routes is different. It's not like a typical college football program where you go somewhere. It is very different. So I kind of find it hard to believe that he would allow someone to come in and just completely revamp everything and blow it up when Gus Malzahn is at the position he's in because he calls plays and he is an offensive guru. I kind of find that hard to believe.
Now, what some of the rumblings about maybe another staff addition, and I even heard potentially James Willis's name?
That'd be the first I've heard it.
Okay.
But, you know, Auburn, with this NCAA rule coming up with the 10th assistant, anything's possible. I think Auburn's more or less looking for probably to add someone on the defensive side of the ball or someone that just handles special teams. But as it stands right now, I think Auburn's fully focused on trying to get an OC and then figure that all out later when there becomes a 10th assistant, if that happens. Otherwise, Auburn's, you know, filled up with 9 coaches once they hire an OC.
You're listening to Brandon Marcello, who covers Auburn for 24/7 Sports. Brandon, interesting year moving forward in the SEC when you think of, like, Kevin Sumlin, even up the road in Knoxville, Butch Jones, Brett Bielema at Arkansas. There seem to be some coaches in various degrees of, like, they could use a pretty solid season given the way this past one went. What's your kind of take on Malzahn as far as the hot seat meter, given that they just came off a Sugar Bowl, yet they came off an 8-5 season?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The SEC was way down this year, and there was about, what, 4 or 5 teams were 8-4, and Auburn just so happened to be the top program there. and then they went down and got beat soundly by Oklahoma in a game that was really 34-13 instead of 35-19 because of the touchdown they had in the final second. But, you know, Gus was on the warm seat, I would say. He's probably on the warmer to hot seat this season. He's got a favorable schedule. He's got a roster that's built to win. So the heat will be turned on. You know, listen, I don't see how an Auburn coach can survive a fourth straight year losing to both your rivals, Georgia and Alabama, and be able to go into a sixth season. So whoever this offensive coordinator is going to be, it better be a good one for Gus Malzahn. And also, he's going to have Jarrett Stidham, and he's a guy that's either going to ride into the sunset with Gus Malzahn or ride off into glory. And that's just how it is. And that's really how the last two seasons have been for Gus Malzahn. It's a situation where quarterback play has done them in and has made them lose a lot of games. And they feel like they've got the quarterback now to be able to win some games with Jarrett Stidham. But listen, time will tell. I think a lot of fans are sitting back and waiting because they've got a lot of questions themselves about this staff and the way they've developed quarterbacks in the past.
All right, let's take Stidham and the quarterback situation out of it. Moving forward, because you know this roster, Brandon, what would be your biggest concern area on Auburn's team in 2017 if you take quarterback play out altogether?
The offensive tackles, they lose their left tackle, they lose their right tackle, and their options there are a guy by the name of Darius James, who's more fit to be a guard. And then a guy by the name of Prince Tega, who hasn't played football a lot and is a monster, but recently moved from defensive end to offensive tackle. He's gained a lot of weight to do so. He's never played the offensive tackle position in high school or in college. Obviously, America is not his birth country, so he moved to America and started playing football just a few years ago. Had never played it before, and he's still learning. But he may potentially be the starting left tackle next season. So I think the biggest concern is the tackle spots for Auburn on the offensive line. Defensively, they got to find a way to replace Carl Lawson and Lontravius Adams, their two best pass rushers and run stoppers. But I think they've built up enough depth through recruiting with Ronnie Garner, the assistant coach, that they'll be just fine up front there.
And Calvin Ashley, the five-star tackle they've got, he's not coming until the summer, right?
Yeah, correct.
He's a guy that could very well compete for a spot, but, you know, listen, it's very hard for a true freshman to come in and compete, and especially, well, I mean, if it's still Gus Malzahn's offense and the way what they ask of them, it could be very difficult.
Brandon, listen, thank you so much for all of your knowledge and for what you do for Auburn's 24/7 side. Who's winning the poll that you've got up? Who do the fans want?
Art Briles, of course. That's not happening.
Brandon, listen, thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Brandon Marcello of Auburn's 24/7 site will reopen the Hardee's Hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.